was Dear Co. And Co is K-O. And within
This is Donna of Donna and Honey's Love Motel, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
The views expressed by on-air volunteer hosts do not reflect the views of Wave Farm or WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, call 518-622-2598 to either call in live to the studio or record a 3-minute message for broadcast expressing your point of view, or send an email to info@wgxc.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Portia of Catchville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater presenting Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound-rich series screening in a new Atmos theater at the Orpheum in Socrates every Monday night. This month playing Goodbye Horses, The Many Lives of Q Lazarus, Other Like Me, The Oral History of Coombe Transmissions and Throbbing Gristle, All Dolled Up, The New York Doll Story, and Heartworn Highways. Information at upstatefilms.org.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the 2025 Wisconsin Supreme Court race, an estimated $76 million was spent, shattering a U.S. record for judicial races. But will it result in fairer congressional voting districts in Wisconsin? The Associated Press called the race for liberal Judge Susan Crawford, who has a 55-45% lead. With all that money, the margin is almost identical to 2023's race, electing liberal Justice Janet Prosewitz. Wisconsin Politics estimates Crawford raised over $24 million, largely from the Wisconsin Democratic Party via liberal donor George Soros, wealthy Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, and LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman. Her opponent, former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel, raised $12 million, but super PACs supporting him spent millions more. Elon Musk personally and through his two super PACs spent an estimated $20 million, and Uline founder Richard Uline spent another $4 million through the Fair Courts America PAC. Why was all this money spent? Wisconsin's voting districts have been some of the most gerrymandered in the country, and the election of Janet Prosewitz resulted in the first fair state legislative maps in two decades. Last year, the state Supreme Court passed on revisiting the state's gerrymandered congressional maps. The court's 4-3 liberal majority may change that, and that could change control of Congress. We've linked the Open Secrets data at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Of my favorite season. Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There's a constitutional path. You have to amend the Constitution to do it, and that's a high bar. But I think he recognizes the constitutional limitations, and I'm not sure that there's a move about to amend the Constitution.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Donald Trump knows staying in office at the end of his term would require changing the Constitution, a very hard thing to do. But Trump's use of executive power continues to meet protests, with rallies planned nationwide for Saturday. Cole Dragota is with 5051 NC, which is organizing the events in North Carolina.
The majority of the people in our organization are either on Social Security or receive Medicaid or Medicare, and a lot of them are concerned that they're going to lose that.
Results are in from key races in Florida and Wisconsin. In Florida's 6th District, Republican former state senator Randy Fine won the special election for the seat that had been held by Mike Waltz, who resigned to become national security advisor. In spite of beating schoolteacher Josh Wheel by 11 points in a district that went for Trump by nearly three times that margin, Fine is voicing confidence.
I'm going to help Donald Trump get his agenda done. Look, the House majority is very small. And while Donald Trump can sign amazing executive orders and take executive actions, he needs Congress to put it into law.
In Wisconsin, turnout is high in an expensive and contentious state Supreme Court race between conservative Brad Schimmel and progressive Susan Crawford. Billionaire and presidential advisor Elon Musk's $22 million donation to Schimmel has drawn national attention and sparked a people versus Musk pushback from Democrats. The contests are seen as early signals ahead of the 2026 midterms. Meanwhile, students are raising alarms over what they call threats to academic freedom and free speech. Students in New Hampshire are protesting the detainment of Romesa Ozturk, a Tufts University doctoral candidate arrested last week by masked immigration agents. Ozturk, who held a student visa, is now in an out-of-state detention facility. University of New Hampshire grad student Stephanie Black with the Palestine Solidarity Coalition says her group wants the university to declare itself a sanctuary for migrants.
It's an alarming pattern in which students are being targeted simply for exercising their First Amendment rights, and it's a direct attack on academic freedom.
Tension is building in Congress over trade policy. Several Democrats in the Senate are backing a resolution to block new Trump tariffs on Canadian goods. They argue the tariffs benefit billionaires at the expense of small business owners. Lawmakers pressed the nominee for chair of the Joint Chiefs about Signalgate at a confirmation hearing. When asked about the leaked Signal Group chat discussing Yemen airstrikes, Lieutenant General John Kane replied that he always uses proper secured channels for communication. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. People who live with diabetes must carefully monitor and manage their blood glucose levels, but that can be difficult during extreme weather.
There are so many factors that can affect our blood sugar levels, and some big ones are stress, lack of sleep, and not following a normal schedule, and that's something that happens when there's an extreme weather disaster.
Karen Graffio of the nonprofit Diabetes Sisters has type 1 diabetes. She's on an insulin pump and wears a continuous glucose monitor, so she says power outages can be scary.
My iPhone runs my insulin pump and my continuous glucose monitor, so I need to be sure I have ways to keep it charged if we're cut off from power for a few days.
And her insulin needs to stay cold, so during power outages, she's relied on a neighbor with a generator to refrigerate it. For Graffio and others living with diabetes, it's critical to plan ahead for extreme weather. To help, her nonprofit and others offer preparedness checklists.
Don't get caught off guard if you have even a wisp of a warning that something could be coming. Act as if it's a definite, because you can never overprepare when you live with diabetes.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Who is community radio for?
It's for people.
You mean it's for the people?
What's the difference between people and the people?
People you see on the street are people. You can see them. You can't see the people. There's too many to see.
You can't see anything on the radio anyway.
That's what's great about radio. There's nothing to see.
That means you can drive at the same time you listen to the radio.
Do you think it's safe to operate a motor vehicle while listening to WGXC?
Is it safe to use power tools while listening to WGXC?
90.7 FM. WGXC.
Does it count when you then, and you still are now. And on New Year's Eve, I told you I'd never leave, but I was not used to telling the truth back then. If I could, I'd do it all again. Got on the 8, took a train upstate. Couldn't close my eyes or I'd see her face. And she texted me and said I should be ashamed. Got a brand new phone and I changed my name. I ate fast food, stayed at my parents' place. Then I sent some nudes just to act my age. Should I be ashamed? At least I told the truth. Am I still to blame if you moved on too?
See it, it's in my life, I believe it.
Disrespect.